Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, swing by the White Sands Hotel, pop in and say hello. The Oasis Bar, just below our studio here, is well worth a visit. At the weekends, they do carvery, they've live music at the weekends, and then an a la carte menu all week. And the food is fantastic, it really is. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not make it the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock, overlooking North Dublin Bay. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? I think you should talk about this. I work in an office with about 15 women and 10 lads, including myself. There's this one girl who works with us. She's about 25, and she started there 2 months ago, and she dresses like she's on a night out. I'm not being rude here, but she wears very tight tops, and they do be hanging out. I'm not quite sure what he's referring to, but anyway. Everyone has been talking about it. I said it to our supervisor, and he said he can't tell someone how to dress. Yet they're able to tell us, lads, not to wear shorts. I'm not old-fashioned, I'm only 40 myself, but it's very distracting. It's not what you should be wearing in work, like yoga pants in work. WTF! So there you go, WTF, wearing completely inappropriate clothing in the workplace.
Now, Jason, at the risk of sounding like an old man, which I'm not as well, I agree with you, actually. I think there should be a dress code in the workplace. Previous company that myself and Adrian worked for, when I used to go in shorts, much like the company Jason works for, when I used to go in shorts, comments were made. Why you wearing shorts?
Mostly by me.
No, but by other people as well. Mostly by male members of staff saying, why are you wearing shorts into work? Which I had a problem with, because I used to say to them, you wouldn't dare say that to a woman, to comment on what a woman was wearing. I mean, there was women that used to come into certain places that I worked in and they were wearing clothing that I didn't think was appropriate for the workplace. I'm talking, remember they used to come in with the repeal t-shirts on. Mm-hmm. I thought that was wrong at the time, wasn't it?
Well, you thought that, I didn't, but you did.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Not that, regardless of whether or not I'm for or against repeal, I was. I just thought it wasn't appropriate to bring anything. In the same way, it's not appropriate to go into to work wearing an Israeli t-shirt or wear a Palestinian t-shirt or anything that's political or anything that... Just clothing should be clothing for the workplace. Yeah? Regardless of how
But okay, hang on. This girl is wearing tight tops and yoga pants.
Well, yoga pants are not work attire. They're not.
Said who?
They're not.
They work in an office. What sort of an office is it? You've been talking to Jason.
Sorry. Don't get me wrong. I love yoga pants like the next man. Women look very sexy in yoga pants, but you're not supposed to look sexy in the workplace. That's not what you're there for.
But that's not what yoga pants are for either.
Hello. What, is she doing yoga in the middle of the workday? No.
So you're saying that there are certain clothing that women should not be allowed to wear into the workplace?
And men. Like, we used to work with someone as well who used to wear wife beater tops.
Yeah. Remember? Horrendous.
Oh, so was that okay?
But it wasn't stopped.
Yeah, why wasn't it stopped?
It wasn't stopped. He was left wearing.
I think, like in the same place where Jason works, which is a promotions company. Now, there's more than one of those, is there? So the people aren't going to know.
But it's an office.
It's a promotions company office. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're on the phone a lot, but it's an office based job.
By the way, you naive little man. Women wear yoga pants to show off their bodies, show off their figures.
Really?
Seriously, are you that naive?
Are you that sexist say that's why women are wearing yoga pants?
That's why a lot of them wear yoga pants.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting.
So what's interesting about it?
Now you're dictating to women what they wear and what they can't wear.
Wear what the hell you want. The less the better. But I'm saying at least be honest about why you're wearing things. You honestly think they wear them because, but they are comfortable as well, yeah. I'm sure.
Comfort and convenience.
They wear them because they're attractive clothing, okay? It's not workplace attire.
Says Jeremy.
But do you not find women attractive in yoga pants?
Yeah, but I wouldn't tell her not to wear it to work.
Jeez, I probably shouldn't have said that. Now look, there's women angry already.
Yeah, and rightly so.
What have I said that's wrong?
That women are wearing sexy, and they're deliberately wearing them to work to be sexy. Yeah. Do you want to withdraw that comment?
No, not necessarily. But why do women dress up for the workplace? Why do men dress up for the workplace? Yeah?
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, yes.
Well, Jessica, Jason is arguing that there's a time and a place for wearing certain types of clothing and the office is not the place.
There is, and I'm sorry, Adrian, but Jeremy has you there. Yoga pants are literally designed to show off your body. And I honestly think some women and girls wear them for attention. I honestly do.
Not for comfort?
I'm going to die on this hill. No, I'd say some do wear them for comfort, but then there are some who will wear it to attract attention. And I'm going to die on that hill. I don't care. There's a time and place. There's nothing wrong with dressing appropriately for work.
Okay, now a few weeks ago we spoke on this podcast about Muslim women wearing a burqa and a face veil, and a lot of people argued that you can't dictate to women what they can and what they can't wear.
Yeah, but you can't compare a burqa and yoga pants. You can't.
Why can't you?
Because one of them is to do with their faith. I don't think yoga pants is to do with anyone's faith.
Well, no, not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware. But no, but the principle of that conversation was you cannot dictate to women what they can and can't wear. The same surely applies here.
I understand the principle, but like I said, it's a silly comparison because, like I said, one is to deal with one's faith. Yoga pants, I think, were just designed for women to show off their curves. Some.
Okay,
and like I said, I think some just wear it for attention.
Okay, as one of our listeners asked, what is the difference between yoga pants, leggings, and tight jeans or trousers?
They're all tight. But I can tell you for a fact, there are women out there and girls out there who purposely wear stuff that is two sizes too small for them. Am I wrong in saying that? There are people out there who wear stuff that is two sizes too small for them, and they do it on purpose. And that sounds like what this girl's doing.
So you believe that she is deliberately dressing in a way that is provocative?
100%. And I don't know where the supervisor's going to be like, oh, I can't tell someone how to dress. Yeah, you can. Bring everyone in for a meeting and saying, right, we're putting in a dress code.
And the dress code would include not wearing yoga pants or any tight trousers or whatever?
I would phrase it as saying no ill-fitting clothes.
But your ill-fitting and my ill-fitting are completely different things, probably.
Well, if she's wearing stuff where, as you said, things are hanging out, then that's ill-fitting. Like, it's common sense.
Okay, but if a woman argues, if a woman argues that she feels really comfortable wearing these clothes, she's not wearing them to be sexual in any way, who are any company to tell, unless she's arriving in the nude, who's any company to tell her what to wear?
Well, if she wants the job, she'll follow the dress code. End of.
Okay, but at this moment, from my understanding, this particular company doesn't have a dress code. But you think a company like that should bring one in?
Yeah, you go to work to earn money, not go as if it's a fashion show and be like, oh, look at me, I'm all comfortable. You go to work, not treat it like America's Next Top Model.
So, okay, you believe that companies like this should have a policy that prevents this woman dressing the way she's dressing?
No, 100%. And like, don't get me wrong, I would be like, yeah, wear what you want. But when it comes to working, no, you wear the right stuff. You wear appropriate stuff. You wear stuff that fits you well, not showing off everything you got.
And the thing that shocks me about this conversation is it's a woman saying these things. And I'm sure...
Oh, don't start with that, Adrian. I cannot stand when people say that. Oh, you're a woman and you're bringing another woman down. So what? Like that argument, no, that argument just drives me up the fucking wall.
All right, well, stay there for one second.
I'd say the same if it was a man.
Okay, stay there for one second. Let me go to Emma. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. Well, is it right or appropriate to be telling a woman what she can and can't wear in the workplace?
No, it's not, because, you know, women should be able to wear whatever they want. I grew up in America and we had a whole list of things we couldn't wear in school because we were told that it would distract boys. And here on the text, he was saying that, you know, he feels distracted by her at work. She should be able to wear whatever makes her comfortable. And yoga pants are comfortable.
And Jessica, that was the point I made to you a while ago. Yoga pants are comfortable. End of.
Oh, then, well, in that case, let's just let her walk in with yoga pants and a sports bra, because that's comfortable. It's exposing, but it's comfortable. No, that doesn't wash with me. You need to wear the appropriate stuff for work. There's nothing wrong with dressing smart casual where you don't have to have everything on show.
You know, you can wear yoga pants without having anything on show, but he says that, you know, it's
Do you not see the way they're designed? They're designed purposely to show everything off. Everyone knows that.
But they're comfortable, and you should be able to wear whatever you want that makes you comfortable.
Not if it's in a workplace and if it's distracting other people. Like, I'm sorry if that sounds rude, but maybe, like I said, a dress code needs to be brought in where it's right. You can't wear A, B, C, D, and we're only going to allow these type of clothing. If you don't want to follow that, you know where the door is.
You know, because he's a man and he's trying to dictate what a woman should wear. You know, we're not objects. We should be able to wear what we want.
Okay, now, he also said in his message, Emma, that his employers told the male members of staff on a hot summer's day that they couldn't wear shorts into the office. Is it not the same thing?
Well, you see, I think that you should be able to wear shorts, but, you know, it's different in the way that, you know, women have historically been dictated what they can and cannot wear, whereas, you know, men have been free to wear whatever they want. So, you know, women shouldn't have to be dictated what we can wear.
And again, as I said to you, Jessica, I'm surprised to hear you saying what you're saying as a woman.
Yeah, and like I said, that argument doesn't wash me. Oh, you're bringing another woman down. I don't give a flying hoot that I'm bringing another woman down. But the fact is, it's like it's one rule for the men. You just can't wear shorts on a hot summer day. So sorry if your bits are sweating off. But you, on the other hand, women, you just can wear whatever you want and show everything off. Like, why is it one rule for the lads and the women can wear whatever they want? That doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't really make sense to me either, I have to say, Jessica. But Emma, let me just go back to you. You're saying, you know, yoga pants or whatever are comfortable and a woman should be able to wear exactly what she wants. Where do you draw the line, though? Because pajamas are really comfy. So can you wear them to work?
People don't really wear pajamas out, you know, they'll wear
Some do. Some do.
But it's not really something that, you know, you wear out to go do other things. So, you know, I don't think people would wear pajamas to work even though it's comfortable. But, you know, you should be able to wear tracksuits or yoga pants if you want, or shorts, because, you know, it's comfortable. And you should be comfortable in order, because when you're more comfortable, you're able to work easier.
Now, the guy in his message said that there's this one girl who works with us. She's about 25 and she started 2 months ago and she dresses like she's on a night out. Now, dressing like you're on a night out is hardly appropriate for the workplace, is it?
Well, no, but, you know, you don't wear yoga pants on a night out. And first he says she dresses like she's on a night out and but says she wears yoga pants, you know. You wouldn't be let into a club if wearing yoga pants. And so, you know, that's different than dressing like you're on a night out.
But regardless, you believe that a woman should be able to wear what she wants in the workplace without being judged by other employees.
Yeah, because she should be able to express herself. She should be able to be comfortable. And she shouldn't be told that because she's distracting to a man that she can't wear what she wants.
Okay, but if you saw, Emma, let's be honest, if you saw wedding photographs tomorrow of a girl you knew getting married, walking up the aisle in a pair of hot pants, yeah? Walking up the aisle in a pair of hot pants and heels and a bralette, you would judge.
Well, a wedding is different because, you know, a wedding is a formal occasion. And
so is work. Work is a formal occasion as well.
Well, work isn't a formal occasion like a wedding is.
Work is a formal place. You don't go to work. You don't go to the office to work out.
You know, you don't have to go to work wearing a suit in order to be productive. You can wear what you want and still be productive.
No. Okay, the bottom line is, Jeremy, even though you said a lot of women wear yoga pants to be sexy.
Well, I don't want to focus on yoga pants. It's not a whole topic about yoga pants.
Well, it is from his message, but you said some women wear them to be provocative.
Well, no, I didn't use the word provocative. That's
to be sexy.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. I have enough female friends to know when they go shopping for clothes, they'll say something, oh, I like this top, it sexy. Women use the word sexy. This is a sexy dress I'm wearing. So he deal you that bloody stupid that you don't.
Well,
you
Emma, don't. Some women deliberately wear specific of types of clothes to look sexy.
Of course they do. That's a statement of fact.
Yeah, you know, we might say, yeah, we look sexy in this, but, you know, we can still wear it to be comfortable. We should still be able to wear it to work, you know? Men will say, oh, I look sexy in these shorts, but they still want to be able to wear shorts to the workplace, you know? So just because something can be worn to be sexy doesn't mean that you can't wear it to the workplace because it's dual purpose. It's
okay, let me ask you a question. If you were going out on a night out tonight, yeah? You were going out on the pole. Mm-hmm. You were going out to get a dude, yeah? On the night out, yeah?
Yeah.
You would dress in your best, the clothes that you felt sexiest in. When you do yourself up, you'd look beautiful. You'd put on your pulling dress, as they call it, wouldn't you? You wouldn't go in a tracksuit trying to pull a man.
Well, no. Plus, you know, you can't wear a tracksuit on a night out. You wouldn't be allowed in.
Okay, well then, yeah, but you wouldn't wear the clothes you didn't like. You'd wear clothes.
No.
You'd wear clothes that showed off your figure or that you felt sexy in, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the point you're making?
The jury rests.
No.
That's it.
How does the jury rest?
Case over.
Hang on. What Emma is arguing is that this woman in the workplace isn't necessarily wearing the gear into work to be sexy.
No, but what Emma was trying to claim is that no women wear clothes deliberately because they think it's attractive to men. Of course they do. Jesus Christ. Everybody.
I didn't say that we deliberately wear clothes that we think are sexy, but I'm saying that, you know, whether something is sexy or not, we should still be able to wear it because, you know, it's comfortable. And we shouldn't be told that we're distracting to men and that we can't wear certain things because it's distracting to men.
Okay, do me a favor, Emma. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number, like Brandon just did.
What's he sexualizing, like, women for, like, what they wear? Like, that was, like, the thing there a couple of years ago. I remember where the woman was wearing a thong, so if women wear thongs, they're asking for it. Like, what the f***? Should be allowed to wear what they want without being fucking commenting on it.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, John. Thanks very much. What did you want to say on this?
I just have a quick question just following on from that American girl there, because for Jeremy, does Jeremy think that you shouldn't be allowed to wear sexy clothes to work?
He does believe that, yeah.
No, but what sexy clothes? No, obviously you should...
Clothes that people might find sexy, you shouldn't be allowed wearing to work. Members of the sex.
Well, that's relative to what you think sexy is. Some people think a woman wrapped in a duvet is sexy, or a woman in... I know a man who finds women in tracksuits. Yeah, but I know men that find women in tracksuits sexy, so... Well, what's sexy?
My point was going to be that a lot of women find Snickers trousers sexy. So if a tradesman turned up to your house in a pair of Snickers, would you tell him to sack off?
That's a good point.
If a tradesman turned up my house in Snickers trousers, I'd hop on them, for God's sake.
No, but that's a fair point.
Okay, but this is about workplace etiquette and wearing clothes that are...
Yoga pants are long trousers. Men are told to wear long trousers in that guy's office. So what's the difference?
Yeah, but in the same way, John, when you go into a bank... No, people don't really go into banks much anymore. But if you go into a bank, the fella sitting behind the counter, the girl isn't going to be wearing shorts and a wife beater top.
No, but that's my point. The escort is long pants. She's wearing long pants.
But
if she turned up in a pair of shorts, she'd be told no shorts.
But I think Jason's argument is the hypocrisy of it, that he was told not to wear shorts.
Is hypocritical.
I'm sure she has been told not to wear shorts in as well. So what's the hypocrisy?
So how far do you go then as regards the word? Can a woman wear, because women on nights out, you see them all the time, they wear bras on nights out now. That's commonplace, by the way, now, for a woman just to wear... Well, it's called a bralette.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a bra that's a top. Do you think it's okay to come into work in a bra?
No, she's not coming into work in a bra, though.
No, but I'm asking you, if anything goes...
No, it wouldn't be. I didn't say anything goes.
Well, he said this particular girl wears very tight tops and they do be hanging out. Now, I don't know what do be hanging out means.
I'm assuming he's talking about the...
But a lot of men wear very tight shirts to work.
Yeah.
Show the six packs and that off.
Yeah, but men's.
I think he's just very distracted because he knows she's out of reach, and that, and he's a bit jealous. Same as he'll have all the chubsters not ringing in, giving out about her, saying women shouldn't be wearing this and that because they can't wear it.
Ooh. So you think the only people that have a problem with this would be fat women? Because they're jealous of women that can carry off that sort of stuff.
Not just fat, but like a lot of women are very jealous.
No, well, I do agree. Just looking at the comments here, and in fact, we're going to be talking to one woman in a few minutes who, well, she has a thing or two to say to her American friend on the other line. But the point is, you have to draw the line somewhere. You just said 2 minutes ago that it's not appropriate for a woman to wear a bra into work, yeah?
Yeah.
So now you're dictating what's appropriate and not appropriate based on how far you think things should go. You said a few minutes ago, you know, you're more or less saying anything should go and work. And I said, well, should a bra go? And you said, well, no,
anything,
that's too...
Anything smart casual should go and work.
Ah, braless. Braless are smart casual. Okay,
They're casual. They're not smart.
Okay, what about a training top that a woman wears in the gym? You know, the bra training top thing. It's
the Nike
just,
thing, yeah.
Yeah. No, I was on a flight to the States a couple of years ago, and there was a woman boarding the plane at the same time me, and she was wearing one of those because I would imagine they're quite comfortable. But it literally just covers her breasts. It's a what are they called? Training bras for the gym, and she was told to put a hoodie on over it on the plane.
Sports bras, training bras.
Sports bra. Yeah, and she was told to put a hoodie on. I'll never forget the argument with the flight attendant when they said, "Will you put a hoodie on?" Why was she asked to do that?
I've no idea.
But each workplace will have their own rules, and so far this lady hasn't broken any rules. It seems to be the texter's problem, not hers.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, John, unless she's coming in naked, nobody can dictate.
Well, no, unless she's coming in breach of the dress code of the office.
Okay, but from my understanding, they don't seem to have a dress code other than men aren't allowed to wear shorts. That's it.
Well, I'm sure no one's allowed to wear shorts.
Yes, I'm sure none of them. Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm sure if a man came in a string vest or whatever, a boy feeder, he'd be told no, same as if a woman came in that. So there must be some sort of standard of what they have to wear.
Okay, but the notion that women, that this woman is going into work dressed sexy, basically, is ridiculous. That he needs to put his own eyes away, does he?
Yeah, they never heard of the phrase look good, feel good.
Yep, I have, absolutely. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Emma, just to go back to you for 1 second, is there anywhere that you would draw the line?
You know, I think I would draw the line at, you know, pajamas and then also, you know, wearing only a bra. But, you know, when he put in his message that, you know, she has it hanging out, I'm very big busted. I can't wear anything without looking like I have things hanging out. You know, even if I wear like a formal blouse, it still looks like I've got my bust hanging out. So, you know, that's something that some people can't control no matter what they wear. The only way that I would be able to have them completely covered is if I was wearing a turtleneck jumper.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please, Emma. Our number is 085-825-2626. Breda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Breda?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Breda. What did you want to say?
Sorry, I'm just going to turn down my radio. First of all, this conversation is, I can't believe it's even a debate. In the office, you should dress appropriately. Women nowadays dress like they are selling their bodies. They dress like streetwalkers, and it's just despicable. Young children, teenagers now going out wearing next to nothing. I've seen it myself on Wednesday, or one of the days earlier in the week. I brought my daughters into Oliver Rodrigo's, the singer, and you would want to see what young girls were wearing. I was appalled, and they're seeing it because their mothers are dressing like that, and their aunts, and even for some of them, their grandmothers. It's despicable.
It's despicable that young women are dressing like, and I'm going to quote what you said, streetwalkers.
You say it yourself, you go into Dublin City any night of the week, particularly at the weekend, and you will see women going around in belts. When I say that there were women, literally looked like they were wearing underwear at that event during the week at Oliver Rodrigo's, they literally looked like they were absolutely ready to be picked up and paid for.
So
all the time, and in a professional setting, you should dress in a professional way. If you cannot dress properly, then you should be asked to leave.
So this lady,
I don't think it's that simple. Okay, women trying to entice men using their bodies,
hang on for one
trying to get ahead using their bodies. The only reason that I would think that any woman would dress like that in a professional capacity is that she wants to get ahead.
She would dress like that in a professional capacity because she wants to get ahead.
She wants a promotion and she thinks that the sleazy boss might give it to her if she lets her breasts hang out and she squeezes her bum a bit tighter. I've seen this. I know how women operate. I know how their minds operate. They go around like streetwalkers and then they moan that they're not getting the right kind of attention. If you don't want that kind of attention, stop inviting it and stop asking for it.
So, this woman in the workplace who is, according to Jason, dressing like she's on a night out, she wears very tight tops and yoga pants. What's your view on that?
Yoga pants should be worn for yoga. Was she doing yoga in her office?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
Absolutely not. Women nowadays need to have more class and more self-respect and dignity, because right now in this country, women are walking around like streetwalkers and they're allowing our young children and teenagers to learn from this despicable way of life.
Emma, what do you say to that?
Absolutely infuriating.
Young women today are dressing like streetwalkers.
Yeah, you know, Brita's just saying that because she's a prude. I mean, she had someone sex because he was a former drug user. So, you know, women should be able to wear whatever they want because it's a form of self-expression. Clothes are how you get to express yourself, your personality, what you like. And, you know, you shouldn't say that women are just, you know, walking around looking like hookers.
Do you believe that those young teens at Oliver Rodrigo's the other night dressing like whores and hookers, do you believe that this was an expression of their character or that they simply were looking for male attention?
It's an expression of what you like, your personal style. And
That's baloney. That's baloney. That's women, absolute baloney. It's not an expression.
Whatever they want without.
Well, if that's your expression and you want to dress like that as your expression, then your expression is pick me up and pay for me. I'm here. I'm yours for the taking. Just pay me the right price.
You know, women should wear whatever they want without having.
Well, they shouldn't. Absolutely not. No, they shouldn't. No. They absolutely shouldn't. Not in a workplace. If you're a hooker and you want to be paid for, you want somebody to pay for your body, then yes, dress like that. If you want to be taken seriously and treated with respect and dignity, then dress appropriately.
You can be taken seriously and still wear yoga pants. You can be taken seriously and wear what you want because.
Or you can be a whore and wear whore clothes. Or you can be a whore and wear whore clothes. It's just that simple. You can be a whore and wear whore clothes.
But, you know, they're not whore clothes. It's just clothes. It's something that someone likes to wear. It's what they feel comfortable in, what makes them happy, and they should be able to wear what makes them happy.
When my daughters used to attend teenage discos, they always wore jeans and a top. There were no mini skirts or short tops, and they knew that any other way or any arguments and they wouldn't go. You dress with respect and you dress with dignity, and if somebody doesn't like how you look, then that's their loss.
You know, it's not the Victorian times anymore where you couldn't even show an ankle. It's modern
days. I'm not talking about ankles. Sometimes they wore the 3/4 length trousers. I'm not talking about an ankle. I'm talking about self-respect, something that is seriously lacking and missing in today's society.
But the way you're speaking, Brida, you're speaking like somebody from the Victorian era.
Well, I didn't actually quite realise, Jeremy, that in order to be in the Victorian era, you have to have self-respect and dignity and class. I really did not realise that. You can be in living today's times and dress appropriately.
But what is appropriate? Your appropriate and my appropriate are probably very different things.
Let me ask you a question, Adrian. Sorry, Breeder, just like Adrian, when you got married, yeah,
mm-hmm.
What did you wear?
A nice suit, yeah.
Why did you wear a nice suit?
Because I dressed up for the occasion.
No, but why didn't you get married in a Dubs jersey? I know.
Because my missus would have killed me.
But why would she have killed you? Why would she not let you wear something that you feel comfortable with? What's appropriate? No, answer. It's a straight question. I don't want
why I didn't wear my favourite Dubs jersey for the wedding.
I don't want roundabout answers. I just want a straight answer. Why did you not wear a Dubs jersey?
Because I wouldn't have got married. She'd have walked out.
Why would she have walked out?
Because she wouldn't have thought I was dressed appropriately.
So she believes that there's such a thing as appropriate dressing for certain occasions.
Yep.
And you don't.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Because let's be honest, regardless of who you married, you were never going to get married in a Dubs jersey.
No, okay, correct. Yeah. Okay.
So why were you not going to get married in a Dubs jersey?
Because I look smarter in a suit.
So it's more appropriate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but again, I'm not...
If you went for a job interview in News Talk next week...
Yeah.
There's always jobs going in News Talk, yeah? You went for a job interview in News Talk, would you wear your Dubs jersey?
Possibly not.
Don't play silly boogers, you wouldn't.
No, I probably wouldn't. Although I have worked in News Talk wearing my Dubs jersey.
Yeah, and they won't have you back.
085-825-2626 is our number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Now, Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Catherine. What did you want to say on this?
I just couldn't agree with Breida more. Like, she's totally right in everything she said. Like, work is for work, clubbing is for clubbing. And the girls that are going around these days, they're an absolute disgrace.
And, okay, so Breida described the way in which some young women are dressing today as being, dressing like streetwalkers. I mean, that's very offensive.
No, I think she's pretty spot on.
So where do you draw the line when it comes to the workplace then?
Well, the workplace is different. It's one thing to be going out and about. It's one thing to be... you know, going to a club or even walking the streets or, you know, hanging out with friends or going for a drink. But when you're in work, you're there to work. It's not a fashion show.
Okay, so you know? a woman wearing, firstly, men wearing shorts, would you have an issue with that?
Absolutely not. So why is there one rule for women and another rule for men? All this kind of woke carry on that, oh, a woman should be allowed to wear what she wants, but a man can't wear what he wants.
So where do you draw the line then with what a woman can and can't wear in the workplace?
I just think you wear work-appropriate clothing. Just work clothes, it's different from when you're off. It's absolutely insane. Like, I see young women, girls, whatever, in my neighbourhood walking around and I feel like a freaking gynecologist. Like, everything is put on display.
And this lady who works in this particular office, apparently, now I'm just reading what Jason said, she wears very tight tops and they do be hanging out. I'm assuming he's talking about her boobs.
Yeah.
And he also says it's very distracting. Yoga pants in the workplace, WTF. So tight tops, cleavage on show and yoga pants. Yeah. And he's saying, yeah, no, this is not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
For the poor man who's being distracted.
Well, I'd be distracted. I'm a straight woman. I'd be distracted if I saw a woman's boobs hanging out in the workplace and if I could see her camel toe, I'd be distracted.
So should... You see, the argument here is that the clothing that we're talking about here is comfortable and isn't designed to be sexually provocative or anything like that. It's just comfortable clothing for the workplace and we're going to dictate to women what they can and can't wear.
Workplace.
Yeah.
You wear work clothes in the workplace.
She's wearing comfortable
clothes. You can be comfortable. No one's ever going to be comfortable in like a uniform or anything like that. You know, so in your work clothes, you're not comfortable. That's why when you come in from work, as a woman, you take your bra off, you take your shoes off, you get comfortable when you're at home, not in the workplace. You're there to work. You're not there to be comfortable or have a fashion show.
So a woman wearing tight tops and yoga pants says what to you?
Sloppy.
Sloppy?
Yeah.
Not comfortable,
sloppy.
No?
Why doesn't she work from home if she wants to dress like that? Not professional, no decorum, no.
Okay, do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
What's happening, boys? You all right?
Good, thanks, Ross. What did you want to say on this?
This is mad.
It is a little bit.
This is actually crazy.
Sorry, you know what else? You know what else is crazy, by the way, Ross? Breda was on literally 10 minutes ago, saying exactly what this lady is saying. Pretty much word for word, yeah. And people were sending in horrible messages about Breda. I mean, one person said, "Go jump off a building, Breda." Jesus Christ,
that's not on.
But the gas thing is,
she's entitled to her opinion.
But the gas thing is, this lady, Catherine,
is saying almost the same thing,
identical same thing, and nobody has a problem with. Which I think it proves that some of our listeners, they just like to bully certain people, or they don't like certain people. So it's not actually the opinions that they care about.
Anyway, what did you want to say on this, Ross?
I think it's mad. Like, listen, the girl could be absolutely amazing at her job. He could be shy at the job. He could feel threatened. He said to the boss about the clothes. He said to him that he couldn't do anything about it. So she's obviously not crossing the line here. Like, there's always a line that you cross, and she obviously hasn't crossed that line. He needs to just put his eyes back in the fucking back of in his head. Like.
That's not it, Ross. That's not the reason. Companies are, especially it's a male boss, companies are terrified when it comes to this sort of thing, are terrified.
So most companies that have offices and all that, they actually have it written. Strict dress code.
I've never had a dress code.
If there's nothing written, she can wear what she wants. Obviously, you know, she's not going to come in wearing a second bikini or anything like that. But if the girl wants to feel a little bit sexy going to work, let her. Do you know what I mean? Like, let your man put his eyes in the back of his head. Like, put them back in. Like,
so this is
his,
okay, so this is his issue. When he says it is very distracting, it should not be worn in work. In other words, God love him, the poor man can't keep his eyes in his head.
Is there anybody forcing him to look at her? No.
No, of course not, no.
Exactly, so it's on him. If he has a problem, go up and complain about it. Go and actually put it in writing, complain about it that way. But you're literally just turning around and saying, oh, she's wearing this, she's provocative, I can't look at her. We're going to stop looking at her. It's simple.
Okay, but what about this message? Yoga pants are for yoga. Tracksuits are for the gym. Ladies and guys should dress appropriately for work.
Okay, so yoga pants are comfortable. If somebody's sitting in an office all day and they're sitting in a pair of jeans that aren't comfortable or anything like that, why can't they sit in a pair of yoga pants? Yoga pants are actually invented for comfort. Not to be, someone said there earlier.
Let me speak.
Yoga pants were invented for working out in, okay? They are tight. They do show off curves. Fair enough. But they're actually invented for comfort and space to work in.
I know, but bras were invented to hold your boobs up, but that's not what they're used for either. Like, yeah, that, don't be that naive, Ross.
Okay, Ross's argument here is, and a lot of people agree with this, that Jason is the one with the problem here. Keep his eyes in his bloody head and don't be looking at her. Let her just get on with her job.
Nobody's forcing them to look at her.
Catherine, what would you say to that? That this guy, Jason, who contacted us in the first place, is the one with the issue here.
Yeah, I agree with Jason because it's very hard not to look. It's like if somebody has a mole on their face. You try not to look at it, but your eyes are drawn to it. If someone's walking around the office, it's not... If someone's walking around with camel toe and her boobs hanging out, it's very hard. Your eyes just subconsciously get drawn to it. It's very, you can't just look away. I mean, that's silly, Ross.
It's very easy to look away. You don't have to be a pervert and stare at the girl. Like,
I'm not saying
it's
a pervert.
Very easy. No,
I'm saying
if he can't control himself.
As a human being, our eyes are drawn subconsciously to things we find unusual or interesting or, you know,
completely
something out of the ordinary. So we can't consciously avert our eyes. Like, I understand what you're saying, Ross. Just tell Jason, look away. But if he's working there in that office with that girl and she's walking around with everything on show, it is distracting. It's, as I say, I'm a straight woman. And if there was a lady working with me dressed like that, exposing, you know, it's not exposing herself, but, you know, I would look. I wouldn't be able to help it.
Ross, the fact of the matter is she is, she's dead right. Your eyes will be drawn in the direction, yeah?
Yeah, completely agree. Completely, so, yeah, therefore,
Jason's argument is this is very, very distracting in the workplace.
Yeah, he's had his argument. If he wants, like, if he wants to put a stop to it, go up and say it to the boss, put it in writing that this is actually distracting me from work. Bring in an essential dress code, something like that. But he doesn't actually have to sit there and physically look at the girl all day long.
No, I'm sure he's not looking at her all day long, but he's looking at her every time she walks past.
He probably fancies her then. He can't have her because she's 25 and he's 40. He could be married with kids. He's probably just jealous.
By the way, he did say it. Hang on, Ross. I'm just reading over his message again. I said it. He says in black and white here. I said it to our supervisor and he said that he can tell someone how to dress. So we did report it. What more can he do?
Yeah, we are not reports. That's what he said.
So put it in writing.
He did put it in writing. He said it to a supervisor.
No, the way he said that, he could have just walked up to him and said it by mouth, like.
But sure, that's the
if
way.
He didn't actually say he put it in writing. If he put it in writing, it's official.
Well, what's the difference? They've said that the problem is companies nowadays are terrified to tell. And in the same way, I bring it back to a company we used to work for when staff were coming in during the repeal movement wearing repeal tops, which I did not think were appropriate for the workplace. The company was
great, all that.
The company, and that's nothing to do with my stance on abortion or not. But the company, Adrian, was terrified to tell these women not to wear these.
No, that's true.
There is a
fine line there, like that. If he does go and approach her about the clothes, that he could take legal action about it. But
yeah.
Again,
well, companies, you'd ruin a company.
There's nothing in writing that she can't wear these clothes.
Can you imagine the backlash on social media if a woman went into her place of work tomorrow wearing a Palestinian T-shirt, planted this Palestinian flag, and the company said you need to cover that up? The place would be marched on, wouldn't it?
It would be the uproar. Yeah.
Burned down, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, stay there for a second. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor? What did you want to say on this?
On behalf of my age group, I'd like to apologise, and we don't usually accept little snowflake punters like your man into the groups, but they are out there, unfortunately.
What are you talking about?
Why is he complaining about a girl wearing clothes, inappropriate clothes, revealing clothes, blah, 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 into the workplace?
Because he finds it distracting and inappropriate.
Oh, distracting. So he's not getting any home, so he's staying at the hot piece in the corner. Yeah, okay. At the end of the day, you wear what the hell you want, and these little snowflake foxes out there that want to complain to the boss about them need to cop the fuck on and get a grip of something and just take care of it.
Well, so you're the very person that used to tell your wife, did you know what to wear on nights out and stuff like that? So either women can...
No, you're thinking about John there.
Sorry.
I give advice to my wife. I don't tell her.
There's a difference.
Shut up, lads. Shut up.
I give advice to my wife. So how do you give advice to your wife? What way does that work?
Well, you know, she's going out with a bit of revealing and say, no, go back up and get changed.
Okay, sorry, is that not... Hang on, am I in a twilight zone here? So hang on, you... It's actually not funny, by the way. You have told your wife before not to wear revealing things. I don't want to get in trouble here. You've advised your wife not to wear revealing clothes, yeah?
I've given her advice, yeah.
Yeah, but this woman, because she's not your partner, you've no problem with her dressing sexy in the workplace.
I have no problem with anyone dressing sexy in the workplace.
As long as it's not your missus. Well,
yeah, basically, like, why would I care? And why does this bloke care?
Sorry,
has he got a fucking hold on it or something?
What company, what type of company does your wife work for?
My wife?
Yeah.
Promotions.
Okay, so she's in, and you would have a big problem with her if she went in wearing a braless top or yoga pants?
Well, I wouldn't be having it. I wouldn't allow it anyway. No.
You wouldn't allow it now?
I'd advise her not to.
You'd advise her not to. Okay, so back to the point of this conversation. You're basically saying that Jason needs to man up, wise up, and get a grip of himself and not be complaining about the way in which a woman is dressing in work.
Well, he needs to man up and get a grip of something, boys. Go take care of it in the Jackson and then come out. And he probably won't be stuck, glued, staring at the finely dressed lady in the corner.
So hang on, this is ridiculous. He can't complain about someone he's not related to and the way she dresses, but you can complain to Mrs. Trevor about the way she dresses. That's controlling.
Well, Mrs. Trevor is my wife.
Yeah, you said it there. She's mine.
The girls who work in my office, I'm not going to put a strict dress code. And if I did, it'd be for everybody. And what if this little pox who texted you is in about this whole thing, boys? What if his boss said, right, from now on, this is the uniform he's wearing. It's bright pink. You have a yellow cap, brown shoes, whatever. And then a man didn't like it. Is he going to complain about that as well? But then it's in writing, then it's company rules. You can't do anything about it. Let the blue people wear what they want, and then you won't be affected by anything that comes down the line. And if you want to get your work done, turn your chair away from the hot piece in the corner.
Ross, you're kind of agreeing with that, are you? That he needs to point his eyes in a different direction.
To a certain extent there. Yeah, to a certain extent what Trevor said, I agree with, yeah.
That it is up to this guy to get a grip of himself.
He doesn't need to be Googling there all day.
It doesn't sound like that's all he's doing.
No, but a woman can, there's no problem with a woman wanting to feel sexy. Like my girlfriend around like that, if she wants to go out wearing things that makes her look sexy where lads are going to look at her, go ahead, love, wear it. But at the end of the night, you're going home with me.
All right, lads. Thanks very much indeed. Ross and Trevor, thank you both of you for your calls. Have you pulled your horns in a little bit? No? Have you pulled your horns in a little bit?
I'm speechless over Trevor. Women can dress what way they want.
Except my missus.
Except my missus. And he went from, and this is, I think that's quite controlling, actually. He went from saying, I advise her what to wear to,
I tell her.
I tell her. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon,
ding,
and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.